Obviously, very difficult loss for our team and for our fans. And you know, I told the team how proud I was of them, that they, they fought to the bitter end. And I know Coach Zimmer would have been very, very proud of them. And obviously, my thoughts and prayers go out to him in a speedy recovery. And I know, as tough as he is, he'll be back before long, and we'll get this thing righted and keep fighting and try everything we can to try to win that next game and keep plugging away from there.
When did you kind of find out you would be coaching tonight, and just how do you feel about doing it?
I found out last night that Coach had to have an emergency surgery, that he may not be able to coach today, so my thoughts immediately went to preparing for that.
How do you prepare for this kind of a role?
I think you kind of hopefully been preparing your whole career, learning, understanding the game. I appreciate what Rick and Coach Zimmer did give me this opportunity to help our football team win tonight. And obviously, I didn't do my part. We didn't get it done. But I think, you listen, you learn, you pay attention. And I think the key is, Brian, at the end of the day, we have a great staff. Coach Edwards did a great job with the defense tonight. Coach Sherman did a great job with the offense tonight. And Ryan Ficken, who helps me with special teams, kept guys together on the sideline and made all our corrections. And so when you got a bunch of guys that work hard, when you got a great locker room and great leadership, it makes my job a little bit easier to prepare for this type of game.
What did you observe about the two-point conversion look like, hands to the face to Bradford?
I saw it as a quick replay. I guess I'd have to see it on tape.
Like, what did you see on the challenge on that spot?
I got help from upstairs. They said we should challenge it because he started to slide prior to the yard to gain mark, for the first down. And so it was good and great. I got a lot of help from upstairs, obviously, and it was a good call by them.
How frustrating was it to see the two punt units struggle, punting and receiving?
I don't know. I wouldn't even call it the whole unit. I don't think our punter punted very, very well. He's been having a great year. Very disappointing performance, and he knows that. We'll talk about it. We'll hopefully learn and get better. I didn't do a good enough job preparing the two returners back there. Cordero looked uncomfortable, and that's part of the preparation. And Adam, took a chance on that one because we felt like we had got to have get some good field position for our offense. And he did that a couple weeks ago, putting his arm out like that, and we thought we had it corrected, and reared its ugly head again. And the great thing about those guys is they want to win. I mean, Adam's been a fantastic special teams player over the years, and obviously he's having a good year on offense. And I feel bad for them. My heart goes out to those guys. But we can't have those type of mistakes against a team that's coming in here at 10-1. You just can't, because if we don't have those mistakes, I really think we have an opportunity to win that game.
Mike, obviously, Mike Zimmer obviously addressed the team during the walkthrough yesterday. But I mean, what about today? What kind of communication do you have with him today? What kind of imprint did he have on everything that went on?
He has an imprint on everything that we do, offense, defense, and special teams. And, I just spoke with him briefly this morning before, because he came in and talked to the team, and it was tough for him. It was really tough to see his emotion and knowing they wouldn't be there with the team tonight. And it was, it would have been hard for me, because he's such a competitor. That's why I love working for him. He's a tough guy, he's a competitor, and it would have been awesome to have him here tonight. And but I had a brief conversation with him this morning about some game logistics, inactives and that sort of thing. And then talking to the other coaches, and they all gave me encouragement. And, like I said, Pat Shermer has been a former head coach. He's doesn't have an ego at all. And he's over there this morning. We're going over different situations and scenarios. And George Edwards, I was doing the same thing with him. And these guys have coached a lot of football over the years. So at the end of the day, I got a lot of help from the staff. The players were phenomenal. They treated me great. And it was a great opportunity for me. I'm just sorry we didn't get it done.
How do you feel about the play and the defense, especially in light of Edwards hadn't called plays this season?
I thought our defense played fantastic. I think we gave up the one play to Des Bryant. I think we gave up a pretty long run to Ezekiel, two obviously very good football players. Other than that, I think our defense, they buckled down. They played their tails off, and we turned the ball over at the 11-yard line. We gave our defense phenomenally horrible position, field position, and we can't do that, not against a team like that.
What do you expect? What was Zimmer's message to the team when he spoke to
him? That he wanted to be there. I mean, obviously, it was tough for him not to be there, and he let the team know that, and the team already knew that, but I think it was important for Coach to be there to let them know that, and that's what I got out of it. And he did a great job with the team this morning. He really did. It was very, like I said, difficult for him to do. But, I'm proud of him that he stood up there and and told the team what he had to tell them and about, you know, I think he did the right thing. I know he's stubborn and tough, and but at the end of the day, you know, your eye, you could lose the use of your eye. That's crazy. So I'm glad he stayed home, and again, I wish we could have done more and got him a victory.
When do you expect to see him again, either breaking this game down or preparing for Jackson?
Oh, I don't know the prognosis. I know he's got an appointment tomorrow, doctor's appointment tomorrow, and then we'll go from there. But hopefully we get good news tomorrow.
Mike, what can you say about Brad for now, like taking those hits, leaving the game, coming back, and then that's basically the drive the last 2 minutes?
Yeah. I thought Sam did a great job tonight. I really do. He proved once again how tough he is. And I thought he did a great job scrambling for us and getting a huge first down. I think it was the third quarter maybe. And then driving us down at the end of the game gives us a chance to at least tie the game at the end. So, and like I said, we can't have those self-inflicting fouls. We had another, we moved again up front, and we did that several times. And you just can't do that against a good team. You keep shooting yourself in the foot. We have an opportunity to be in the red zone to score touchdowns, and we shoot ourselves on the foot, and we have to settle for field goals. So, you know, the points or field goals are great. They're important. But at the end of the day, we got to score touchdowns to win games. And I think we're getting close. And with the leadership that Sam provides on the offense, like I said, the more I see him play, the tougher I know he is.
Do you expect that he'll get that checked out, still have to get an MRI, Sam?
I don't know. I think we came out pretty clean tonight, so hopefully he'll be okay.
Have you allowed yourself any thought about what this might mean for you, just this one snapshot moment?
No, I haven't thought about that at all. I just wanted to win tonight and give Coach Zim another win. But, you know, that didn't materialize. It doesn't matter for me. I just, you know, I want to help our team.
Are you prepared, Mike, to do it again next week if needed?
I hope so. I hope I'm not needed in that capacity. Looks to me I got my work cut out for us with special teams. But, you know, if Rick and Coach Zimmer think that we need another week for him to keep healing, then I obviously would love to do it. I would be honored to do it.
Like, a lot of the guys are frustrated in the locker room. Obviously, the referee, Brian Robinson, saying, I'll probably get fined. But he came out and was saying, you know, some of these big plays and big calls are not being called, and it's been building, and they're frustrated. I mean, how do you and the other coaches and kind of keep that frustration in check at this point?
Yeah, I think when you lose a close game like this, in a game that we had some opportunities to win the game, or at least tie it there at the end, of course, there's going to be a lot of frustration. And, you know, when you have that thing happen, that sort of thing happen, and the veterans are all looking around, hey, we started 5-0, now we're sitting at 6-6, obviously there's going to be frustration with everybody. But I think with the leadership that we have, you know, from Coach Zimmer on down with the staff, and then leadership we have in our locker room, we just got to go back to the drawing board. We got to keep working. We got to keep fighting, because that's the only thing I know how to do. And I know how the coaches feel as well. And, you know, we got good kids. We got good players. We got good people in there that want to win. It's important to them. And that's why it's so tough. You know, if we would have cashed it in when we were down, 17-9, you know, like some teams would have. I've seen some teams cash it in that scenario when you're backed up and you don't have a chance to, you know, you haven't really sustained a big drive yet. But to go out and do what we did there at the end was just show me what the true character of this football team is. So that's very encouraging going forward.
All right.
We good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.